Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here is your midday brief for Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Trinae Ree for The Wall Street Journal. The sell-off in U.S. stocks continued this morning with major indexes giving up early gains. Investors' concerns about rising interest rates, high inflation, and supply chain backlogs have pulled stocks lower for three straight days. By late morning, the Dow and the S&P 500 were both down a fraction of a percent, and the Nasdaq was roughly flat. Meanwhile, Peloton this morning reported lower quarterly sales and mounting losses. The fitness equipment maker says it secured $750 million in loans to strengthen its balance sheet as it struggles with the return to pre-pandemic consumer habits. Shares fell 16% in morning trading and are on track to close at their lowest level since the company's 2019 market debut. And car sales in China declined 36% in April from a year earlier, the worst fall in more than 2 years. As COVID-19 lockdowns continue in parts of the country, factories remain closed, disrupting supply chains and keeping would-be car buyers at home. Among the car makers hardest hit were Tesla, Volkswagen, and Nissan. According to the China Passenger Car Association, last month, Tesla sold just over 1,500 cars made in its Shanghai plant, down 94% from a year ago and far below the more than 65,000 it sold in March. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.